A word for you from Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. Well, here we have what one could call the great paradox. Isn't it strange that one verse seems to contradict the very next one? In verse 6, Moses is told by the Lord himself about God's nature to be merciful, gracious, slow to anger, forgiving and forgiving transgression, and yet we are told in verse 7, in the same breath, God says, who will by no means clear the guilty, and he will visit the iniquity of the fathers on the children. Well, Moses could only bow his head in verse 8 toward the earth, and he worshipped. Sometimes, when it seems like God's very nature is in contradiction, we need to also be like Moses and bow our heads and worship God, even if we don't understand. And yet this great paradox is resolved, and it's resolved through the Lord Jesus Christ only. Of course, people like Moses and in the Old Testament, they could look forward to this event, which was to be, as we find in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for instance, just one example of many where it says how the conflict, the paradox has been resolved, where it says in verse 22, 23, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood. God solved it. He himself, in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, watwali zono zetu, he is the one that makes us righteous and resolves this great paradox.